do it.
Yeah.
You raise it up.
Them old jugs would have a what in the top of them?
What's it called in the jug? Stone jug.
Yeah, what would it have in the top of it?
Yeah, quite. Quite stuff.
Yeah. Now, when you were carrying your clothes out to hang them on the line, what'd your wife carry them out in?
We didn't have no clothes. She didn't take them on the shoulder to care about that.
Yeah.
There was no clothes peg. We didn't have no clothes peg.
Yeah. Now, when you were washing the dishes, what would you use to wash them?
Dishcloth.
And you dry them with a?
With a dishcloth.
Yeah. When you took a bath or something like that, what'd you dry off with?
With a bath towel. Well, people weren't able to take a straight thing or anything like that. Now, you think I'm joking, don't you?
No.
I'm telling you the truth.
Well, I know you tell me the truth. Yep. And now.
Then there were no clippers. My few people had clippers. My few hair cutters. I don't believe it was but one and wood.
What'd you shave with?
Well, I did shave till I got old.
Yeah.
And I ain't never had no beard much.
Yeah.
My dad, I don't know what he beard much, I don't think.
Yeah. Them old people had straight razors, what were they sharpening them on?
Old razors. Some had a stone oil rock. You know what I'm talking
about? A what?
Oil rock. You sweat it on. Then take that strop and strop.
What'd you keep your axe sharp with? Did you have something?
Grinding stone.
Yeah. Yeah. But, now that'll,
You could have a scissor.
Yeah. And tell me about the part of a wagon that would run down the middle of the wagon was a what?
Tongue.
Okay. And a buggy would have what for the horse to get between?
Sad.
Yeah. Now talking about the wheel, you had the rim and you
the feller.
Yeah.
And the spoke.
Yeah, the feller. And what went around the feller?
The tire.
Yeah. And that tire would what?
It was steel.
Yeah. How did they make those?
Well, I don't know.
They
did all of those buggies, but I know how they put them wheels together. We just put them together right there in wood. Mr. Tootsman was right there in wood. I just happened. You'd heat that tie and cut that tie. And take the spokes break out and put them in there. Then heat that tire and stretch it. Then put it on that wheel and jam it together, had a long brace up. He'd bend that thing, put bound, and he'd just squeeze that tire right together. And then it'd have water to drop that wheel in there. Keep it from burning that spoke up. The tire. And after you get hot, you drill them a hole through that with a drill and put the pig a bolt through there and screw it down just like it comes when it comes from the shop. Now he did all that waste then for $3 a wheel. But now you get things done that I don't know when a man could pay for it.
Now, on a buggy, the thing that the traces come back to in order to hook on to or call a what?
Whole back strap.
Yeah.
The harness, you put the harness on.
Yeah.
Then the harness, put the horse around here, then come up to the chair, and you wrap it over there, and it has a strap on. Wrap it over there, loop it, then tie it back and buckle it.
Yeah. Now, there was a bar of wood that the traces were hitched to.
Well, that's the single tree on the boat.
Yeah. And, did you, when you had two horses, each one of them had a single tree, right?
Yeah, then the buckets are under the double bucket.
Double what?
Double, when you have two horses.
Horses.